Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great week for this greatest nation, one can hope, despite the fact that rockets have been fired at U.S. troops in the Middle East. Rockets from Lebanon, that would be Hezbollah, and from Hezbollah's allied militias, this is all the work of Iran, that fired from Syria. The U.S. troops in the Middle East have been attacked dozens of times over the weekend and then during today. And the president of Turkey, Recep Erdogan, that threatens to declare war on Israel and to send military troops to Gaza. That would be not a positive development in any sense. There is one positive development, very positive development, which is the rescue by the Israel Defense Forces of the first hostage to be rescued. It is still somewhat mysterious exactly what the mission entailed, but the mission was over violent opposition by the Hamas. It was not any kind of deal or bargain. It was a rescue. Corporal Ori Magadish, who I believe is 23, she was kidnapped from the Nahal Oz IDF army base near Gaza Strip, and in a ground operation carried out last night, the Israeli Defense Forces successfully secured the release of Private Magadish, who had been held captive by the Hamas since October 7th. Now, what happened to her during the time she was held by these bloodthirsty and hideous people, we don't know. The photographs showing her reunited with her family show her smiling. They also show her saying something about the power of U.S. culture. They also show her wearing a T-shirt that just says Marvel on it, as in Marvel Comics. She doesn't have the status of superhero yet, but Gilly Cohen, an Israeli journalist, said this is an operation that was planned several days in advance when Magadish was the target for rescue. She was held by Hamas members, and it can be estimated that the operation to release her was not without opposition. But there is no opposition. There's extremely touching photographs that they have released of this private, a part of doing her national service for her country. This private is back with her mother and her father and extended family being hugged. The Israeli president, Isaac Herzog, not the prime minister, the president, which is a largely ceremonial post, but he said, "I was moved to see the soldier Ori Magadish return home to her loving family after a daring operation by the IDF and Shin Bet," Shin Bet being like the Israeli CIA. "Our security forces operate around the clock in Gaza, in the north, in the West Bank, and everywhere, on land, in the air, and at sea, with endless dedication, while risking their lives with a sense of mission and love for the people and the country. We strengthen them, back them up, and trust them." We will be speaking with one of the most prominent religious scholars in Israel who has been deeply involved with some of these efforts to back the soldiers and to help bring the country together across all political and religious divisions. His name is Rabbi Hanoch Teller. He is the author of some 30 books, and he has amazing stories to tell about what is actually going on right now. Meanwhile, there's also a brand new poll in Iowa that shows that President Trump continues to be a strong front runner. He has even gained 1 point. But there is somebody else who has gained 10 points and is now running second to President Trump. Who is that? We will support that information. There was also an attack on an airport in Russia. And the attack was aimed, well, it was basically aimed at finding Jewish passengers, taking them off the flight and killing or beating them or all of the above. It's an unbelievable story. There's meanwhile back in the United States another shooting, and this in the heart of the nightlife scene in Tampa, Florida at Ybor City, which is an interesting place. It's where they used to have cigar factories. Now they have a major item of violence there. We will also be talking about the ongoing challenges to try to figure out the context of all of what is going on in the Middle East. There's an analyst who, way back in 2009, wrote a column, "Don't Stop Until Hamas is Destroyed." That column appeared, it's unbelievable, 14 years ago. And if only people had followed the advice of Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Ralph Peters, in writing that column 14 years ago, what a difference it would make. And speaking of making a difference, there was a milestone in the U.S. economy that basically didn't get nearly the attention it deserved. We'll be talking to one of the people who has called attention, needed attention to that milestone. What is a milestone? The fact that all of a sudden you have more and more people than we've ever had before who classify as millionaires with more than $1 million in net worth. What does that mean for the direction of the U.S. economy? Well, it means right now the stock market, and that's partially because of the other big news, which has to do with the apparent settlement of the auto workers' strike with GM today, and previously with Stellantis and with Ford. The stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up 571 points. Wow. Wall Street jumps as earnings gather momentum. Is it possible that the economy really isn't on the verge of disaster? Mike Pence actually faced a disaster, which was his campaign for president. He withdrew. Now, who do you think paid him tribute during the fact that he withdrew as a candidate for president? Well, actually, there were very generous statements from a lot of his opponents, including Nikki Haley, including Tim Scott, not including President Trump. He still has a grudge against Mike Pence and a grudge against his attorney general for the conclusion of his administration, Bill Barr. We will get to that. And coming up, we'll be speaking with Rabbi Hanoch Teller from Jerusalem about the extraordinary efforts of volunteerism and actually unification that characterized the Israeli public in the midst of all of these dramatic events. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the things that I have often said is that today in the Western world, we don't have a news business, we have a bad news business. But there's actually some good news, and some good news from Israel. The good news, not only the rescue of the first hostage who has been rescued, not traded, but rescued by an operation by the IDF and by the Shin Bet. And there's also good news in terms of the Israeli public, almost 10 million people coming together in the midst of this crisis. And there's nobody better to talk about that than a very close family friend, Rabbi Hanoch Teller, who's also one of the most prestigious and revered religious scholars in the world, frankly, but certainly in Israel. He is the author of some 30 books. He teaches everywhere. And recently, he has taken up, as many Israelis have, the cause of trying to help the people in the military who are out there defending the country and, with God's help, destroying the threat of the barbarians at Hamas. Rabbi Teller, thanks for speaking to us in the middle of the night.
My pleasure. Such an honor to be on my favorite radio show.
Well, I appreciate your listening, and it's just an indication people can listen anywhere. But have you been at all surprised at the very emotional coming together that seems to be part of the Israeli public in the face of this war?
I am surprised. You know, I read in Tom Brokaw's book, The Greatest Generation, how America came together time of World War II, and thousands of women came to Washington for clerical jobs, and the husbands went off right from the wedding camp to go fight, and they had to take up civilian jobs. But here in Israel, everyone, I don't know of anyone who's not volunteering in one capacity or another. And the stories, the ingenuity. Just today I read there was someone who would give beef to our guys, because they figured out that if you have beef jerky, they call it in South Africa, biltong, you can be out in the field for days and just chew on raw meat. It'll keep you going. So they raised $50,000 just for beef jerky. Some person put together, jerry-rigged two shower heads on a truck so you can give showers anywhere, and he supplies towels and soap, and it's just, it's endless what's going on here. But the spirit of altruism, the volunteering, just swept the country. People are so nice, so friendly. People open up their homes. We had people staying in our house up from the south, and then they found a place without people. They could have an apartment to themselves. And there's people who organize this. There are people, their job, everyone has another job, and their job was to find out where there's an apartment available so some can come and bring themselves when they're refugees from the south, or actually in this case also from the north. The other thing which is interesting is that not far from my house there are three large hotels, and basically a large portion of the town of Sderot has been evacuated to these hotels. So our whole neighborhood, our neighborhood is made up of religious, basically Americans, has rallied there, and it's such an interesting thing. So these people, they came to the home, they basically came, there's just shirts on their back and whatever clothes they need, people give them, but they have no way to launder it. So they put together this makeshift laundry in our neighborhood. Now, we're, as you know, we're blessed with a large family. So
18 children, just to refresh people's memory.
Go ahead. Okay, yeah, all right. So I realized that our laundry room, I always nicknamed our laundry room Mountain Everest. And it's in mountain ranges of clothing. And I figured that the backlog was the dryer. So I went out and bought an industrial dryer. It really has a slot for a quarter. And so our key involvement is we're drying everybody's clothes, and it's all an army of volunteers. There's one car coming with clothing, another car is taking away the dry clothes, another car is coming. It's around the clock.
And so this is to help the people who are refugees, internal refugees in Israel, who, because of the attacks of October 7th, are not able to stay that close to the Gaza border. And what you're saying is that they're being welcomed even at hotels, at any available space closer.
Either in apartments or in hotels. But what happens, our neighborhood, and this is not unique to our neighborhood, have rallied. People need all kinds of help. They mean, like, they try and set up schools for children from 3 to 10, which means the 1 to 3-year-old, they don't have anything. So there's just an army of babysitters. And usually the husbands have been called up to the reserves. So the mother can barely cope. And even those people that came next door to us already, since they're here, I think 9 women have given birth. So they have, we give layettes to them, and, you know, pampering things for the moms, and slippers and creams, and there's nothing they haven't thought of.
There was another piece of video that I found very, very moving, is that there was a soldier up in the north who had been called up to serve. And he was visited by a young lady who he then proposed to. Did you see this? And they began an engagement ceremony right there with the troops at the front and this new couple. And my niece and her husband, the Yonina, they were providing musical accompaniment to this event, with then people singing Am Yisrael Chai, which means the people Israel live, which of course is the entire point of this entire struggle, is to allow the Jewish people to continue to live in the ancient homeland.
Okay, so you asked me before if I'm surprised, but again, it's just surpassed anything I could have imagined. In Israel, sometimes nerves are a little frazzled. Some were under attack, but the kind of niceness, people going out of their way. We're not talking even the effort, like everyone will do anything to help anyone. I had to pick up some form in Hadassah. There was in Hadassah Hospital. There's no parking there, so I parked so far away. And a kibbutznik, a lady from a kibbutz, probably a very poor one, she couldn't afford too much clothing. Now, it's a kind of woman that I really would normally have not much to do with, but she gave me a ride right away. We had such, by the time she got me to where I was going, we had such a good conversation. On my way back to the car, someone else saw me walking, stopped to give me a lift, and I said, no, I'm going this way. And he was going just the opposite direction. He said, no problem. He turned around and took me 2.5 kilometers out of his way.
The political differences seem to at least have been put on the shelf for a while, right?
Right. It seems like a lifetime away, and it wasn't so long ago, but no one can even remember that now. Everyone just wants to embrace everyone else. We should get through this. We're very concerned about our soldiers. We're concerned about everyone else and these poor evacuees. And it's hard for them. There's like another thing in our neighborhood. The people in the hotels, the elderly people, they miss their homes. They need company. So there's people there all day long, all night long, speaking to them for hours.
And you've mobilized part of your own internal army of children and grandchildren?
Everybody's doing something. All my kids are involved somehow. But again, this is not typical to this is typical to the entire country.
Rabbi Hanoch Teller, you can read about his work. We will post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. You should have strength. We'll be talking about the settlement of the auto strike and more from the Middle East coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Tim Berg. Israel says it's continuing to expand its ground operation in Gaza. Over 9,000 people have been killed in the war between Israel and Hamas as it stretches past the three-week mark. Tal Heinrich, spokesperson for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is blaming Iran for funding the Hamas attacks on Israeli citizens on October 7th. Heinrich discusses Iran's role in the Israel-Hamas war on Fox News.
They're the ones that are funding Hamas with over 93% of their budget. They're 100% funding the second largest terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And, of course, when we come to talk about the Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon and the Houthis in Yemen and so on.
Open enrollment for Obamacare begins on November 1st. If you're interested, check out healthcare.gov. Tim Berg, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, after that encouraging conversation with our friend Rabbi Chanoch Keller, it left me a little bit more ready to share with you some IDF humor. No, seriously, this is posted by the Israel Defense Forces, and they dated yesterday, Sunday. We heard it's Hamas leader's Yahya Sinwar's birthday today. What did you get him this year? A, millions of dollars for terrorist salaries. B, rockets and weapons. C, another mile of tunnels. And D, all of the above. I'm not sure that they got responses to that. There is also these operational recaps from the same update provided by the IDF. Northern Israel Command. Since the beginning of the war, IDF soldiers in the Northern Command have neutralized multiple terrorist cells in Lebanon. Neutralized means destroyed. Additionally, a terrorist cell was struck by the IDF after attempting to launch anti-tank missiles from Lebanon. In southern Israel, a Hamas terrorist operated a drone that reached the area of the Gaza security fence. Both threats were neutralized. IDF soldiers continue their defensive activities alongside the preparations for carrying out operational plans. A video is on our website, and it's fascinating. Israel is very concerned that the coverage actually be complete and not slanted, as it has been in much of the world, in the direction of Hamas. Meanwhile, the U.S. Military Times reports the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower, which is a magnificent craft, and its entire carrier strike group crossed the Atlantic Ocean and entered the Mediterranean Sea this weekend, the Navy confirmed today. Ike, which is the way they refer naturally to this aircraft carrier, left Norfolk, Virginia on October 14th and was initially believed to be heading into a deployment in the waters of U.S. European Command to replace the carrier Gerald R. Ford and its strike group as a part of a scheduled deployment. But actually, no, it's proceeded. And this has to do with the increasing attack on American servicemen, some of whom have been seriously injured by the Iran-supported terrorists in Syria and in Lebanon, which is a very serious matter. There is also this Prime Minister Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, gave a fairly rare press conference in English. And the reason he did the press conference in English is to make sure that the word gets out to the largest possible world audience. And one of the things he was asked about, this is clip 11, was this pressure for a ceasefire. This is the response of the Prime Minister of Israel.
I want to make clear Israel's position regarding the ceasefire. Just as the United States would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor or after the terrorist attack of 9/11, Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities with Hamas after the horrific attacks of October 7th. Calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that there is a time for peace and a time for war. This is a time for war, a war for our common future.
And by the way, regarding a ceasefire, there is a line that is making the rounds. I don't know who originated this line. Not sure who said this first, but a ceasefire equals Israel ceases and Hamas fires. There is also this from Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Today we draw a line between the forces of civilization and the forces of barbarism. It is a time for everyone to decide where they stand. Israel will stand against the forces of barbarism until victory. I hope and pray that civilized nations everywhere will back this fight. Because Israel's fight is your fight. Because if Hamas and Iran's axis of evil win, you will be their next target. That's why Israel's victory will be your victory. But make no mistake, regardless of who stands with Israel, Israel will fight until this battle is won.
And then he speaks, Prime Minister Netanyahu, on the relatives of the hostages. They have there are more hostages than they thought, and they've been able to figure that out by identifying the corpses. And they are assuming that people who simply disappeared, there are no corpses available. The chances are they are hostages, so they're now saying there are 239 who are left. That's after the hostage that was released today, was rescued today. This is the Prime Minister Netanyahu.
I met twice with the families of the hostages. You felt their anguish. I felt their anguish. I know this sense of, it's not only the sense of loss that bereaved parents have, it's the sense of not knowing, of continuous anguish. So I fully understand their concern. But our common assessment of all of the not only the cabinet members, but also all the security forces and the military, is that the ground action actually creates the possibility, not the certainty, but the possibility of getting our hostages out. Because Hamas will not do it unless they're under pressure. They simply will not do it. They only do it under pressure. This creates pressure. And again, we obviously greeted one hostage with open arms after yesterday's successful action by Shabak and the IDF. But we're committed to getting all the hostages back home. We think that this method stands a chance. It's a goal that we're committed to.
And it is a goal that any people of goodwill, Israeli, Palestinian, American, Russian, any people of goodwill have to want these hostages to come home. There's another story, and it's incredible. The headline is, in the World News, anti-Jewish mob storms airport. Where? Hundreds of people stormed into the main airport in Russia's Dagestan region and onto the landing field yesterday, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking passengers arriving on a flight from Tel Aviv, Israel. Russian news reports said the crowd surrounded the airliner, which belonged to Russian carrier Red Wings. The health ministry in predominantly Muslim Dagestan said over 20 people were injured and sent to the hospital. Video on social media showed some in the crowd in Mahakata waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. By the way, it sounded like this. Allahu Akbar, and people wounded and hospitalized. And this is 2023 that we're living in. The Soviet Union is supposed to be no more. We will be right back on the Medved Trail.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medved Show, the United Auto Workers, the UAW, will end its strike against the big three automakers as the labor union has reportedly now reached a tentative agreement with General Motors, GM. The UAW had, in the last few days, released similar deals with Ford and Stellantis. The market likes it. likes it a lot. The Dow Jones Industrial Average just now, minutes before close, just popping with the price up, the market up 551 points now, which is definitely good news for the country. We're going to be talking about a statistical anomaly or amazement. It certainly is something that should be very welcomed, is that for the first time ever, the average net worth for an American family went above $1 million. Now, why is that? Well, part of it has to do with more savings. It has to do with retirement accounts. It has most of all to do with people owning their own homes and the value of the homes going up so dramatically. So what about the economic future? We'll be talking about that with the author of that article, Josh Zumbrun, who is the numbers guy for the Wall Street Journal. That coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Meanwhile, there is political news. And the political news, of course, involves President Trump responding to Mike Pence dropping out of the 2024 race. Now, the new poll out of Iowa shows that Iowa, which was where Pence had basically headquartered his campaign, and given the kind of evangelical Christian candidates who in the past have won in Iowa, the last time there was a contested GOP race in Iowa was 2016, where Trump didn't win. Trump lost to Ted Cruz, who had a much stronger connection with evangelical voters. And before that, Mitt Romney actually tied. He actually had just a few votes fewer than Rick Santorum. Again, and the previous race, Romney had run against Mike Huckabee, and Mike Huckabee came out of nowhere and won. So Pence had put a great deal of effort into the turning out evangelical voters, because he is the most outspokenly evangelical Christian of the presidential field, he and Tim Scott, neither one of whom caught on in Iowa, according to the most recent Des Moines Register poll, which is considered the gold standard for Iowa polling. What it shows is, among evangelical voters who are close to a majority in the state of Iowa, certainly on the Republican side, Trump is winning 43%. Pence had 1%. And Mike Pence, in terms of announcing his withdrawal, chose to do it at an emotional meeting where he got several standing ovations from the Republican Jewish Coalition, which is an organization that I've been proud to be part of for 30 years. I mean, it's been a long time. And it's an organization of donors and rank and file. Former President Trump said that when Mike Pence spoke, which was before President Trump spoke to the group in Las Vegas, that Mike Pence, who dropped out of the 2024 presidential race on Saturday, should endorse him. Quote, "People are leaving now and they're all endorsing me," Trump told the crowd at Las Vegas. "I don't know about Mike Pence. He should endorse me. You know why? Because I had a great successful presidency and he was the vice president. But people in politics can be very disloyal," Trump went on to say. And then they report in National Review, conservative journal, that Trump has falsely claimed Pence had the power to overturn the results of the election and blames him for not doing so. It is extraordinary to me that President Trump, with a lot of the other challenges he faces, is still concerned about the idea that the election was stolen. And former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, who now in several polls is running second to Trump, is running ahead of DeSantis, and is clearly a candidate with momentum behind her coming up to the next debate, which is next week. That debate is on November 8th in Miami. She said about Mike Pence that he had been a good man of faith. He's been a good man of service, she told the Republican Jewish Conference, Coalition Conference. He has fought for America and he has fought for Israel, and we owe him a debt of gratitude. Pence became the second candidate to drop out of the race in the last week. Conservative radio host Larry Elder suspended his own campaign days earlier. He endorsed President Trump for the nomination. The question about the government shutdown, which is looming just 2 weeks and 3 days from now, is when the government shuts down unless they get to work in Congress. There was a conversation on Fox News with Stuart Varney, one of the people of this Fox Business Channel, and he had a conversation with Republican Representative Chip Roy, part of the Freedom Caucus and the Republican Party of Texas, about the possibility of another government shutdown. This is clip 9.
The House Republicans rejected a deal that Speaker McCarthy had worked out because he said it wasn't good enough. And we had 3 weeks where we didn't have a Speaker, and the Republican Party was embarrassed up and down the wazoo throughout the entire country. That's what we had 4 weeks ago. Are we going to do the same
remember,
again?
Well, remember, Stuart, that I was a part of putting forward a proposal that would have reduced spending, secured our border, and kept the government going.
Yeah, and you couldn't have the votes. You didn't have the votes for it. You didn't have the votes.
Well, under Stewart, that's true.
So
but guess what?
The point?
Now we have a Congress, now we have
what
a speaker.
Is the point? If you know you don't have
Stewart,
the votes, so you shut down the government, we're embarrassed all over again.
All right, Stuart, what do you want to do? Sign up for the endless spending plan for our Democratic colleagues that's destroying our country? If that's what you want, then just bring Democrats on your show to continue to vomit out all of the ridiculous spending programs and my Republican colleagues who absolutely refuse to do their job and do what they said they would do.
Okay, the point of shutting down the government is you do damage to the country, you do damage to the economy, you do damage to the Republican Party, and you don't win. Because all those Democrats that Chip Roy is expressing contempt for are not going to change their votes when the Republicans enjoy such a flimsy majority in the House, only 4 votes, and in the Senate there is a Democratic majority. And yes, it is a majority now. Let's see what happens. The Republicans are in such a good position politically because Biden may not be a strong candidate for president at all. And again, even people who are very positive toward Biden, like Dean Phillips, this new congressman from Minnesota, who is running for president, he's the first serious challenger to Biden running for the Democratic nomination. And with Biden and with Kamala Harris, who didn't get helped by being featured on CBS on 60 Minutes, with all of that going on and the schedule in the Senate with the 3 states that covered, that carried overwhelmingly for President Trump, Montana has an incumbent Democrat who's embattled. Ohio has an incumbent Democrat, Sherrod Brown, who's embattled. And then West Virginia, with figuring out what it is that Joe Manchin is going to do. He has a very big chance of losing to a Republican, the governor of the state, Jim Justice. So why blow the opportunity? And meanwhile, what about the opportunity of actually taking care of Hamas? Who is it who said that Hamas should not be spared? We'll get to Ralph Peters and more.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.